shelf. So here's a toast to Jay-Z's health and to Puff Daddy, P. Diddy or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever. Cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you could do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
Look what's happened to the store.
It's so pretty.
Like a picture in a book.
It's so different.
Never saw a store that looked so good before.
Wow!
That's the way a store could look. Say it loud.
We're looking great.
Say it proud. Store is looking good.
New roof.
It's the newest of the new.
New sign.
Blending right into a modern neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like a restaurant can do. What a way.
Say hello.
What a way.
What a way to proudly show.
That we know.
That we know they helped us grow.
So we redesigned the store. A store that says we're different from the rest. We've always been better and now we're the best. Look what's happened to the store.
Look at the flowers.
It's so big and it's so bright.
Look at the table.
You can bet that they'll be streaming through the door.
Yeah.
Everything will be alright.
Look what's happened to the store. Now it offers so much more. To the store, so much better than before.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Planet Jay and Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Starting to lose it.
Stops. I hope that I'm there to offer you some peace, at least to show you someone care. Because the time that we choose always seems to refuse. A life can change with a phone call. The next day ain't what you knew.
Flying by, I'll find a way to keep you.
starting to lose it.
Touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Thank you. Sweetest romance. style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
The first secret. Remember to include her.
We women often feel left out. And sadly enough, some of the men who could have been famous have made this error to their sorrow. If you want to lose a sale, all you have to do is leave the woman out of the picture. Never make the mistake of ignoring a man's wife or his secretary. If you do, the minute you leave, she'll kill your sale. But deal her in, and she'll help you to close. Including her means to include the things that she is interested in. She's built differently than men. She actually sees things differently and even smells things differently. No wonder most women object to cigars. They are physically much more sensitive to odors than men. When a woman wants to know whether something is good, she smells it. Instead of fighting this natural urge, why not suggest to your women prospects, do me a favor and smell this? You women know what is just right. Tell me what you think. And women do know what things should smell like. For instance, clean clothes should smell like sunshine. And every woman knows that. When gas clothes dryers first came out, the manufacturers interviewed women the country over to find out why their product was being resisted. Women told them, gas reminded them of dirt, bad odor, and death. A formidable threesome. So, instead of arguing with the women about those deep mental images, the manufacturers launched a triumphant ad campaign which agreed with her. It headlined over the pictured gas dryer, "Even your nose tells you gas-dried clothes are better than sun-dried." Remember, a woman can see with her mind twice as clearly as you can. Francis Galton, nephew of Charles Darwin, conducted a scientific study which proved that women are by far the most adept at mental imagery. So don't be afraid to use adjectives when you talk to women. Tell them stories, paint a picture, and don't be surprised when they ask, "What color is it?" How often you hear a woman ask a car salesman this question first? Because motors and wheels are important to men, you men make the mistake of trying to change our subject. Think of it this way, and you'll see why we women think the way we do. We wear cars and furniture and houses just as much as we wear clothes. If I were an automobile dealer, I would line my showroom with mirrors and put big signs on the cars saying, "This color will become you," or "Try this on for style." A sensational ad put out by the producers of an expensive car follows the words of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's love poem, "How do I love you? Let me count the ways." Not one word of the copy is wasted on cylinders or RPMs. Instead, it tells woman about the delight she will find in its eye-pleasing beauty, its luxury and spaciousness. The car, according to this ad writer, is incredibly quiet and has extraordinary handling ease. Not one word is said about stupid women drivers. And to cap the whole ad, the woman standing by the car is wearing a two-piece dress designed to match the automobile in color and elegance. A short time ago, I overheard a young salesman calling back on a request for a drapery estimate. "Do you want to buy some draperies?" he asked. The customer on the telephone replied with, "Well, I just wanted an estimate. I don't know whether I want to buy just now." "Well, call me when you decide you're ready to buy," the salesman said disgustedly and hung up. "Do you want to buy or don't you?" He had given his prospect a positive and a negative choice, and himself a 50-50 chance for a no sale. Always give a woman two positives to choose from. Whenever possible, talk about color. Never discuss whether or not she wants to buy. Ask her which of the colors is her favorite. List them for her. A little show business is so important here. Don't say yellow. Say spring daffodil yellow. Tell her it's your favorite, too. Ask her what color she's going to use it with. Then tell her you'll be in her neighborhood at 3 o'clock this afternoon to assist a lovely lady who is going to choose from some beautiful new colors. You will save the hour from 4 to 5 for her, so she can hold up this spring daffodil yellow in her own living room and see how it will blend with her rug. And when you make the house call, you talk about how long, how short, how thick, how narrow, jotting down on your order pad each decision she makes. Once she has decided something, don't argue with her. Write it down. Agree with her. Tell her she has wonderful judgment. Get excited about it. Then ask her if Thursday of next week will be soon enough to make the delivery, or would Wednesday be even better? Hand her the pad for her okay and her instructions. Each time you have asked which, never what. I know a fantastically successful decorator who opens his home calls with, "Oh, what a lovely home you've created here in this house. It reflects you. I can see you have outstanding ideas. Now let's see how we can develop them so that this house will express even more of your unusual charm." The secret here is that women actually think of themselves as houses. Their bodies are the houses of mankind. They prepare a cradle, a nursery, a home for the baby. The family comes home to the woman. So the house and the home she creates in it are truly her. Now that's why the colors must look good on her. The drapes should bring out the blue of her eyes. And this explains, too, why a woman gets so unstrung when something goes wrong with the house. She is the house. Women are interested in odors, in color, and in being attractive. Oh, I know you're thinking, oh, every woman wants to be pretty, but this is not what I mean now. Women in homes must have attraction power, like a magnet. While a man thinks of a house as a haven, the woman is interested in buying things which will help keep the attraction of this haven in full force. Being able to serve more delicious food is one way, or making the home more comfortable or beautiful. She also wants to be attractive to her husband in the sense that she is valuable to him. Women are also interested in safety. She wants to protect herself, her home, her husband, and her car. And rightly so. From the moment a child is conceived, it's dependent upon a woman for its safety. Girls are much less reckless than boys, and insurance companies offer them auto coverage at a lower rate. Men buy convertibles, but women believe convertibles are not as safe as sedans. Consequently, most women prefer sedans. Can you show her how your product in her favorite color, smelling good, will help her to realize these goals? Can you help her to keep her children well, warm, safe, and save money as well? If you can, gentlemen, you have the first secret well in hand.
Just to go, but space I need. Don't wait for time. He can step to the side. Just be true to yourself. You've got nothing to hide.
Face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair link glands.
Bizarre religious objects. Weird ceremonies. Snake handlers. And pot-smoking children.
With Darren Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's going to be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Valencia.
yours again, your host, Frank Massey.
You know, thank you. One night I was doing a gig at the Village Gate, and one of the songs I sang was this one, I'm in a Mood for Love. Well, after finishing my act, I sat at a table with some friends when a pretty lady came over to me and she said, I just love the way you did my song. I'm Dorothy Fields. I wrote I'm in a Mood for Love. Well, can you imagine what a thrill I got? The best part of it was I didn't even know she was out there. Had I known, I probably would have blew it. Well, a few months later, I heard she had passed on. Well, I'd like to do that song for you now. So, Dorothy Fields, if you can hear me now, I hope you enjoy your song once more. I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? I love all the many charms about you. I want my arms about you. Now don't be a naughty baby. Oh, come to Papa, come to Papa do. My sweet embraceable, my irreplaceable, my sweet embraceable. After I kind of straighten my tie, she has to borrow my comb. A one kiss, then we continue again. A walking with baby, a talking with baby, a walking my baby back home. Sometimes I wonder why I spend each lonely night dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my memory, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration. Oh, that was long ago. Now my consolation lies in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall where stars were bright. You are always in my arms, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body, body and soul. If there's a cloud above, if it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love. Oh, yeah.
to you, cause I'm a Jungle Superman. Jungle Superman. Jungle Superman. And I live in a tree. All the rest of the animals are afraid of me. He's a little lion. Oh, mama lion. I ain't put on no grass and I'm feeling just fine. Picked up a sheep gorilla, tucked her under one arm. And the bravest, they all a dig of me. A deep in me. I'm a Superman and I live in a tree. The wildest and the strongest on the jungle puts me. Who am I? How am I? I'm carrying it on. All the other animals leave me alone, cause I'm a Jungle Superman. And the bravest, they all a dig of me.
Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight on RadioValencia.fm.